Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jerry Recco still with Rutgers basketball. He'll be back tomorrow. CeeLo in again. It's amazing. Jerry really keeps everybody, all his Twitter followers, updated on what he's doing. You know, little pictures of the court. We're about to start the game. I'll be back tomorrow. Who's on the podcast? He was saying CeeLo on the warm-up show, Eddie on the post-game, but he keeps everybody updated.
He wants to know, everyone know what's going on.
Right. This is what, I won't be around, here's my replacement, this is the deal. So.
Because people, they tweet at him, like, where are you? Why are you not on the show today? Why are you taking, one guy I saw this morning, people in the middle of the night, and was like, you know, what's with the, enough with the play-by-play already. Like, well, we're still with the play-by-play? The Boomer and Geo show comes first. You got to be there.
Wow.
So people give him the business,
who
man.
Was this? Boomer saying this?
Maybe.
No, that's not me saying
he's
it.
He's got
no.
A, you know, fake account, a little burner Twitter account.
So you like
give
Kevin
Jerry
Durant?
The business.
I don't have a burner account. So I don't have time to do that.
He takes a lot of heat on Twitter, man. It's a tough
he does.
Life. Jeez.
Well, you know, he brings it on himself, though.
Does he?
Honestly, yeah. Yes.
All right.
I mean, Eddie brings it on him, too. Like, you know, because all the drops that Eddie plays,
right.
You know, have such a negative tinge to them.
F you.
Yeah, see what I mean? That kind of stuff.
And by the way, who doesn't take heat on Twitter? You can look
You
can look at the Pope's tweets and then read the replies to that. I mean, there's not a single, if Mother Teresa was still alive and had a Twitter account, there'd be people killing her, too.
I don't think the Pope's reading his mentions, though, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you never know, man. You never know.
Which Pope are you talking about?
We're talking about the Pope.
The real Pope.
Yeah, the real Pope.
Okay. Francis.
Yes, right. That
Francis,
pope.
Yes.
Yeah, him.
Not, yeah.
Okay.
So, but the interesting thing, like if I, you know, Instagram, like WFN put something out on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. And you look at the mentions, every single one of them is like negative.
Oh, it's yeah,
like,
I know.
You guys suck. This sucks.
Oh, well, I mean, that's everything. Crazy. That's everything in the world. You think it's not specific to us. Like, you think about the richest people in the world. Like, that Kylie Jenner, right? She's a billionaire now, and there's a bunch of people that worship everything she does.
She's like 22 years old, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you go through her mentions, it'll probably be the same thing. It's got to be. Everybody hates everything.
No, come on.
Everybody hates everything.
People have more to say when it's negative. They're not going to go out of their way to compliment
you.
That's
just the way. I mean, if people don't realize that now, like, then you got no shot.
And most of those people that actually are doing that either are anonymous or hiding behind some sort of alias.
Yeah, there's a guy I used to work with. He had a great idea. He said, you want to eliminate this stuff? If you're really concerned about online bullying and these things, have everybody's profile picture be a picture of their driver's license. Your driver's license picture, rather, it has to be your Twitter avatar. Have that happen. Everybody signs up, and you cannot sign up unless you upload your driver's license picture.
Interesting.
And then how many people would be going away when they don't have whatever, you know, false account? You know, so I mean, but that stuff, I mean, it's been going on forever. It's going to continue to go on forever. People love doing that. They love ripping everything. So let them, right? They have fun. Let them. Like, what does it don't mean anything, right? It means nothing. Like, there's times that I have urged to do that, too, to a bunch of stuff. I don't do it.
Ah, you should.
No.
Why not?
Because it's silly.
Oh,
I don't want to do that.
Al fights with people on Twitter every now and again.
I fight with the people who throw shade our way.
Oh, okay.
Only because they don't expect it, because most of the time when they say nasty things to people, they don't respond. And I love getting in a verbal battle with somebody.
Right.
Because I mostly always win.
And then when you click on their profile and everything, you see they have 7 followers. Do you feel like an idiot?
No, I don't care. I still like... No, because no one is seeing me fighting with them anyway. I just don't like that everyone thinks that they can get into a battle and not have somebody respond. So when I respond back and smash them...
Yeah, you're a tough guy.
Then a lot of times they'll go, it was just kidding.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. But there are some people, though, that love the fact that you saw it and responded.
Yeah.
That's all they want.
They'll keep you going then,
right,
too.
And then the ones that they get ignored, it drives them nuts because they're like, all right, I guess my voice isn't being heard here.
And in the beginning, what I used to do when I first started that whole Twitter thing, when CBS put us up there and everything, I was tweeting or retweeting a lot of the negative tweets that I was getting. Do you remember that, Al? And, you know, I did that for about 6 months. And then after I said, what am I doing this for? Yeah, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
Right. You come to a point when you've done this long enough and you've seen so much social media garbage. It's like it doesn't
Why
matter.
Why do I want to amplify somebody who's got, you know, 7 followers and for some reason I said something that made them upset?
This radio show sucks. That radio show sucks. Exactly. You suck. You're not interesting. You're nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. Just get me through the traffic in Midtown. Holy crap.
Yeah. All right. CeeLo is here. If you think he sucks, you can find him on Twitter at CeeLo Presti.
Well, he's an idiot. You're an idiot. You blow. He blows chunks.
That's exactly right.
By the way, just the latest example of someone taking it too far on social media, just we're talking about this. Did you see what's going on with Jeff Brohm and Louisville and Purdue and college football?
All right, so Jeff Brohm is the head coach at Purdue.
Right.
He went to school and played football for Louisville.
Right.
And Louisville fired their coach about 2 weeks ago, and everybody just assumed that Jeff Brohm was going to take the job at Louisville because they were going to pay him a gazillion dollars. But he has decided to stay at Purdue. At least that's the latest thing.
Right. But what happened was someone on Twitter posted some threats against this Trinity High School where he went as well, which I guess is in Kentucky.
It's a big school in Kentucky.
It's a private school.
Yeah, and it's a very good football school, and you know there's a lot of kids that come out of there. Yes.
So they shut down the school today and canceled classes because some clown went out there, and because Jeff Brohm said, I'm not going to take the Louisville job, some clown went on Twitter and put some threats out there, including saying something about burning the school down.
Oh, that's
so they had to close this school today because this guy wouldn't take a college football head coaching job and leave the job he's currently at.
I hope they find that moron.
That's where we're at.
They put him in the town square, throw tomatoes at him.
They'll find him.
You know? Why don't we do that anymore, huh? A public shaming like that. You find somebody, you put them in the lock thing, and then you throw some fruit at them, some tomatoes. Like, take this, jerk face.
How about stones? Why don't we stone
people? No, we don't want to.
I think
that's going too far.
Gio was trying to be, you know, politically correct. Tomatoes, soft variety. You know, you're not going to actually hurt anyone with that.
That's the difference between me and him. I'm 20 years older. I'm thinking rocks.
Yeah. You're looking for physical harm. He's looking for emotional damage.
You're biblical stoning to death, I see.
Right. Yeah. I'm just talking humiliation. I'm not talking death. Just humiliation, you know?
So that's okay. Eddie, we can reference the Bible and religion there when it comes to stoning people. But
well, that's the only really reference I have.
I see.
Public stoning.
It's not like he's got a laundry list of stoning references.
No, my point, you know, he's not a big religion guy.
I know.
But he'll reference the Bible when it comes to throwing stones and killing people, which I find interesting.
But he's not a big religion guy, but I bet you he knows more about religion than people who claim to be religious.
No question.
I'll tell you that much.
For sure.
All right. You got an update for us?
Yeah, brought to you by Direct Energy Business, helping large businesses maximize their energy spending, and we might get another whole year of Eli Manning discussions to look forward to. It's been overkill the last 365 days or so, but according to Ralph Vacchiano of SNY, no decision has been made on Eli's future with the Giants. Management still open to the idea that another year with Manning as the starter could be the best option that they have. So that should be fun. Here was Pat Shurmur walking back the perceived jab at Odell Beckham Jr. when he brought up hydration somehow as a compliment for kicker Aldrick Rosas.
That answer had nothing to do with any other player other than to compliment the fact that he's a tough son of a gun, and I appreciate him as a player. I mean, I think whoever perceived that was way off base.
Okay, sure. Because when you're talking about tough guys, you
beep,
always
beep 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 beep.
You always bring up hydration when describing. Like, that's one of the adjectives that you go to, right?
And while he was at it, let me go ahead and belittle the guys who normally play that position.
I just think I like kickers that are actual football players, and that's what he is.
Looks like these little scrawny wusses that you usually have.
Exactly. And he did reference sports science again yesterday. He used that terminology, which
he's
we heard
hydrated.
From the Mike interview, the sports science.
Sissy football.
Sports science is a big deal these days, you know. But
sissy football.
I'm an old school guy. Yes. Rosas is an old school guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Sissy football.
We need more old school guys.
What a mess. So he had all that yesterday.
Sissy football around here.
That's right. Now.
Nothing else to talk about when you're 3-8. Evan Engram didn't practice with his sore hamstring. The Giants do host the Bears Sunday. Mitchell Trubisky limited in Chicago yesterday with his shoulder injury. Meantime, Sam Darnold returned to practice for the Jets.
Felt really good today. Got some action, so just going to continue to do what I can to get better and see where we go from here.
Asked if he'll start Sunday against the Titans.
I'm hopeful, but at the same time, you know, just seeing how I feel every single day, assess it after every practice, and And we'll go from there.
And, oh, by the way, Todd Bowles says Josh McCown banged up coming out of the loss to the Patriots.
He's sore. He's got to progress during the week, too, but we'll see how he goes.
So they've got a couple of banged up quarterbacks,
man.
I guess.
He's 50 years old. Plus he played two NFL games. Of course he's sore.
Helicopter play where he went diving and kind of got flipped around a little bit. So
You know what? It shows like he cares.
He does care.
He does care. He's laying it all out there, so good for him. Yep. You know, one day he'll be a coach.
Maybe next year.
Well, he could be a coach next year somewhere, but if this is it for him, but I wonder, you know, if it's 8 or 9 years from now, we're talking about him as a potential head coaching candidate.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out. Generally, though, quarterbacks who have success in the NFL don't go into coaching, right?
But he's been kind of a backup. I know he started a bunch of games and everything, but he's been more of a kind of a backup guy.
Like Frank.
And smart, and I bet you he'd be a fearless play caller. I really do.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all. He's really, really smart, and he seems to get along with everybody, which is an important thing when you're trying to control a crazy locker room, right?
Yep. Speaking of quarterbacks who get along with everyone, let's give you a little Baker Mayfield, his first media session since the Hugh Jackson comments Sunday. He's taken some heat for that in some places, but unsurprisingly, no regrets from the rookie.
No. People took it as me personally attacking Hugh. That's not it. It's the fact that I get to have my own opinion on how it transpired, and he gets to do what he wants. That's how it is.
And some pundits have said it's just another example of his immaturity.
Come on, Mayfield's response. This is so stupid.
Okay.
You'd rather not hear it? Woody took an issue with him. One person.
It was one of a couple, handful
of people. I love what he's doing, man.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just giving you what he said here.
He's planting the Browns flag is what he's doing, and I'm all for that, man. And that's why you drafted that kid, because of this personality. You know, when Coach Cowher met him, and I've said this a million times in the show, when Coach Cowher met him when he came to the NFL today after he had won this year's Heisman.
I remember you talking about that.
Yes. Yeah. Coach Cowher goes, man, I love this kid. I could draft him tomorrow and we can go win. And that was after spending a half an hour with him, or maybe even a little bit less, at the NFL today.
Captain Coward.
That's right. And he was spot on. And this kid has validated his number one overall standing.
Job's open, Bill. Why don't you go coach him, huh? Well, this is the one you've been
Captain
waiting
Coward.
For. What, has it been a decade? More than a decade now? Browns, he's got history with that organization. Let's go. That's a guy.
Coach loves what he's doing and loves his life.
He'll never, ever, ever get back into coaching. Never. And he'd be smart enough
to. Yeah, he's been tempted 4 or 5 different times by big organizations throwing a lot of money his way.
Sure, I don't doubt it.
You'd love to have nothing better than that level of credibility standing on your sideline, but, it's not happening.
The reason we're playing these is to further illustrate what this guy's all about. A lot of guys will say, I didn't mean that. They walk it back, right? Not for Mayfield. He is who he is.
People get maturity confused with me being 100% comfortable in my own skin. That's absolutely how I am. I've always been that way. It's not immature. It's me being exactly who I am every day, being that same guy for our team. And I think that's very important for us right now.
And there's that flag planting there.
Yeah, right. And that sounds mature.
It does.
Sounds like a mature answer.
He's very well spoken.
These guys have no – Damian Woody is an offensive lineman, a really good offensive lineman in his day. He doesn't have any idea what Baker Mayfield is trying to do. I mean, he's trying to give life to a lifeless franchise. Think about that. And in the midst of all of this, he had the dysfunction between Hugh Jackson – and Todd Haley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think Baker Mayfield's trying to do anything but be Baker Mayfield. This is exactly what he's saying. Like, right now, he's just speaking from his brain right out of his mouth. And he says he's done that forever. And he also said, when I say stuff, I'm not trying to please anybody, which is another thing that I liked that he said yesterday.
Yep.
So
Good for him, man. Yep. I like it. Yep. I hope that, this is what you want. You want that guy with that personality at the front of the line, man. He's gonna lead this team. I don't know. This week they're going to have a really tough game down in Houston.
I'm interested in that one. Going for 3 in a row against a team that's won 8 straight. That's fascinating.
So Baker Mayfield, he's honest here, right? What about Ben Roethlisberger's honesty? Mm-hmm. You didn't like that honesty, but you like this honesty.
Because Ben is calling on his teammates.
Yes.
You know, but he's being honest. I don't agree with his commentary that captains are able to call out teammates. You got to keep things in house, I believe.
You know, I generally agree with that, but Ben has sat quiet through so much crap.
But he's also
this
part of the crap.
He hasn't been this year. Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, and he's not showing up, and all this nonsense that goes on with this team. I mean, think about it. He just sits there, just does his job. He's Ben Roethlisberger. People asking him questions every single week. And then finally, with this bad pick, and he should have admitted that that was a terrible throw as opposed to blaming on everybody else, he just lost it and started crushing people.
That's
like
what
he had his moment.
Like.
He finally had his moment in this long season where everything around him has been chaos from the get-go this year. Let him have his moment. He said everybody else is acting like a jerk, then I might as well do too. Like, that's I don't know. I give him a pass this time. And that was a ridiculous thing that James Washington did as I'm watching it again.
The wide receiver down his side and try to make a diving catch when he doesn't have to. Run the ball, catch it a million times, and just go run it in the end zone.
Rookie struggles, you know? I mean,
leapt in the air. It's crazy. Oh, my goodness.
We got Ben for you coming up at least next hour, if not a couple times later this
morning. My whole thing is every situation, every quarterback's different. And, you know, Ben's been there a long time. He'll be a Hall of Famer. He's been the face of the franchise. And he can say whatever he wants to say. I just don't like when you do it that way. You know, the interesting thing is maybe the most selfless quarterback in the league, and I only know this because of what his coach has told me, is Andrew Luck. He goes, man, that guy, he comes to work every day. And all he is committed to doing is making everybody better. And we coach him. We talk to him. He talks to us. He's selfless. He's about as selfless as they come. And he never says anything negative about anybody.
And he goes out and tries to catch passes for them now, too.
That's right.
I didn't love that.
I think that's going to end.
I think that's ending.
That was a little tongue-in-cheek, yes. Yeah. Rough night for the NBA locals. The Knicks, no match for the Sixers down in Philadelphia.
J.J. Redick finds Embiid. And Philadelphia shredding the Knicks defense here in the first quarter. 41 points, 73% shooting.
Yikes. Mike Breen with the gory details on MSG. Knicks trailed by as many as 31. Embiid finished with 26, 14 boards, 7 assists, 117-91 Sixers victory. And consider Jimmy Butler only had 7 points in this game. J.J. Redick, 24. Ben Simmons, 14 and 8 assists. David Fizdale's team just no match.
When you get a veteran team that's hitting that point where they're all starting to figure it out, we just got blitzed, and we really didn't have an answer for anything they did.
Tim Hardaway Jr., 1 of 11 from the field, just 5 points. That's back-to-back losses for the Knicks. They return home to host the Bucks on Saturday. 4 straight losses for the Nets as they led the Jazz by 11 points late in the third quarter, but Utah finishes the game on a 15-4 run. Donovan Mitchell had 14 of his 29 in the fourth quarter as they defeated Brooklyn 101-91. Nets host the Grizzlies Friday night. By the way, the Jazz did have a trade Wednesday, reportedly acquiring veteran sharpshooter Kyle Korver from the Cavs for a couple of future second-round picks.
I'll tell you what, the Cavs are going all in to lose every single
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely, yes.
So
Absolutely.
right now, Phoenix has got the, you know, the number one spot, but really it's
Which
only about the, it's about the three top spots. So it's Phoenix, Cleveland, and Chicago. Phoenix 4-17, Cleveland 4-16, Chicago 5-17, and Chicago's lost 4 in a row. Phoenix has lost 3 in a row, and Cleveland has lost 2 in a row.
Yeah, a lot of losing the rest of the
right.
Time.
Cleveland's the one you really got to worry about. I think Chicago's going to start playing better, and I think Phoenix will start playing better too, and I think the Knicks will get worse. The one I'm most afraid of is the Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Hawks?
They're really bad, too. They're really, really bad. But, yeah, actually, you know what? I'd be more worried about them than Chicago and Phoenix. But you just need a top three.
You got to get into that top three.
Doesn't matter. So just get there in the top three. So last night was beautiful. That's exactly what
well,
you're
I mean,
looking
you
for.
You want to get blown out.
Sure
I
you
mean,
do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because then you want Fizdale to those guys to start giving up. This is what you want. You don't need the young guys are too into it right now is the problem.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the way he's talking. You know?
Why? It's about, listen,
how about,
the guy, if this team gets good, how many of these players on this roster are going
to
be on it?
You want Porzingis to come back?
No.
Jeez.
Come on.
They don't have to get good, but you don't want them to be, you know, demoralized and lose all their life and passion and energy.
Come back. Of course you do. Yes, you do. So
don't you want to see some life out of Kevin Knox, see him develop a little bit?
Well, yes. All right. That's one guy.
All right.
Let me see him, and Porzingis can come back for a half, all right, against, like, the Warriors, because you know you're going to lose that
half
one.
Half a game or half a season?
No, a half a game. and then have him just have him run around, just sprint up and down the court, be like, he's good, and then sit down for the rest of the year. Okay. That's okay. It. That's what you need, man. And then you get Zion Williamson, you go and sign Kevin Durant, and then you got yourselves a championship.
We got ourselves a team.
There you go. Get through this year being as bad as you can, and we are in a good spot finally.
I mean, that's basically what Cleveland is doing right now.
They get it. They're trading away guys. They get it, and they've done this before. Look, they got Kyrie. They got LeBron. They've done it before.
They're experienced.
They're very good at doing this.
There you go. Jerry called a nice defensive struggle down in Coral Gables last night. Rutgers did beat Miami 57-54. Syracuse had a nice win over Ohio State. And I'll get you some Roy Williams later in the morning. North Carolina's 6-2. They lost last night. He makes it sound like the world's ending. So we'll get you some of that coming up next hour.
All right, thanks, CeeLo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.